Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I've asked Craig Taylor to play this song, Phil. It's from the Mary Tyler Moore song. Mary Tyler Moore Show.
All right. Why are we playing this?
Let's listen for a moment, shall we?
Girl, this time you're all alone, but it's time you started living. It's time you let someone else do some giving.
Okay, why are we listening to this, Margaret?
Phil, we are listening to this because something remarkable happened today. All right, Craig, you can... Thank you. Something really remarkable happened today, and that is Greta Van Susteren has signed a deal with the Fox News Channel, and I know that all of us stand behind her when we say, good show, Greta. It's unusual, Phil, and I'm going to anticipate your question.
Yeah, I want to know why is that unusual. Now, she is... Who's she? She's the one from CNN?
She is the one from CNN who had a wonderful run there from the O.J. trial all the way on up to the present time. Now,
all right, why is it remarkable that she's landed the gig at Fox?
Well, I'll tell you why it's remarkable. There was a time, Phil, when women were judged on their looks in television news. And today we leave those days behind. There was a time when Christine Kraft had to go to court. You recall who she was, don't you?
Now, Christine Kraft, was she the one who... she was a lady who sued because... What was that?
She sued because of the fact that she was fired over her looks.
That was it. Was that Northern California?
Yes.
All right. So Christine Kraft sues because she was homely?
Because she was... Apparently, they thought she was homely. So what I'm saying is, this is a wonderful time in television news for a Greta Van Susteren, who obviously is a little bit hard on the eyes. And
all right, well, we don't have to say that. We can say that she... Is she not a classic beauty?
Greta Van Susteren.
Yeah.
Phil, you've never seen her?
I've seen her. I'm asking you, is she not a classic beauty?
No, she is not. And those of us who have done television news, those of us who have had... How do I put this? I guess those of us who have had the good fortune of being born with some beauty, we are stepping aside to let Greta, to let the big woman on The View, to let the Ricky Lakes, etc.
All right, well, Margaret, what you're saying now is you're saying that Greta Van Susteren is on TV because good-looking women are stepping aside on behalf of her. Is that right?
That is my opinion. And I think not only is that my opinion, Phil, that is what's going on in television news.
What about journalistic credentials?
What about it?
Well, what about the fact that Greta Van Susteren probably has journalistic credentials and therefore is entitled...
Well, Phil, this is a big, big leap for her to go to the Fox News channel. In other words, Greta going to an over-the-air channel as opposed to cable means that she's taking a huge leap and that they're taking a very big chance with her. And that,
what about her journalistic credentials, though?
It doesn't matter when you go to the over-the-air networks. Network is a whole different ballgame. Network is...
Well, so they're not hiring her for a journalistic credential?
No. What they're doing...
Well, what are they doing? They're taking pity on her?
If I can finish a point...
Go ahead. I mean, what it sounds to me like, if I could jump in, they hired this woman because they took pity on her?
Let me bring up an example, Phil. When I first came out to Hollywood, this was in the late 1960s, and I had a bit part on a TV show called The Saddlemen. It was a Western.
All right.
I went to our director at the time, a kid by the name of Jim Parker, and I said, that little retarded girl who is cleaning up on the set and is helping out at craft services, I think, and this was a big chance for us to take, but I thought she'd be wonderful for a rape scene that we were going to be filming later on.
Now, a rape scene?
This was a scene in the saloon where one of the saddle tramps comes in and rapes the deaf-mute girl who works behind the bar. Now, he rapes her on the stairwell in the saloon while she's taking care of some puppies. And then,
oh, my God. What has this got to... Margaret...
Phil, what I'm saying is give those who are less fortunate than us a chance. And I was remarkable, and I should say I was responsible, and I think it was remarkable that we took that chance back then. Why not take the chance now?
You got some retarded girl on a TV show to get raped on screen?
It was a scene from a film.
All right.
So what I'm saying is essentially this. We need to take chances. We need to take chances with the handicapped and with those who are less fortunate. That's why I applaud Fox Television for hiring Greta Van Susteren.
Now, let's be clear here so that we don't have to, just so I know. We are applauding Fox for hiring Greta Van Susteren because she's ugly?
I did not say ugly, Phil, and I really wish that you...
All right, because she's what?
She is... Let me quote Malcolm X, a wonderful film by Spike Lee.
All right.
In that film, one of the characters looks at Malcolm X's zoot suit and says, "You are putting the hurting on my vision." Do you know what that means?
That's some kind of jive talk about how somebody's threads are ugly.
That's right. Greta puts a little bit of the hurt on our vision. And
well, that's the same thing as calling her ugly, Margaret. And I,
Phil, it really isn't.
No, I don't care how you put it. It's the same thing as calling her ugly, and you're saying that Fox ought to be commended for hiring an ugly woman, and it doesn't matter whether she has journalistic credentials or not.
That's not the most important thing when you're talking about television news. You're talking about deferential to men. A lot of different things are at stake, Phil.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here with Margaret Gray, who is a columnist for the Bliley Syndicate. She writes a nationally syndicated column in 150 newspapers. Greta Van Susteren is this woman on CNN who's going over to Fox News, and you say she's going to Fox because we've left the days of the cheesecake bathing beauty anchor behind.
I think it's encouraging, Phil, that Fox and CNN both don't just want beautiful eye candy for their female anchors, and that they took a chance, they rolled the dice, they stepped out right out on the edge, an edge that is hanging over the abyss for many of these TV network executives, an edge that is literally hanging out over the very edge for the careers of a lot of these men. They took a chance, and they hired a woman who is not that good-looking.
All right, I want to get back to something you said. You say that you... Are you a beautiful woman? I mean, would you consider yourself...
Well, Phil, I was on television. So I
Well, that doesn't mean... Are you a beautiful woman in the mold of a beautiful TV anchor?
What I'm saying, Phil, is I have been hired for my looks, yes.
All right. You've stepped aside?
Women like me have stepped aside so that Greta and others like her who are...
Not ugly. We're not going to use that word.
No, but they are tough. You gotta bite down hard to look at the TV screen.
So it's a real pain to have to look at Greta Van Susteren.
She's less fortunate than the rest...
See, because what you're saying is it sounds like she's handicapped.
No, I wouldn't say she's handicapped in relation to me.
No, it sounds like you're saying she's handicapped like she's in a wheelchair, like she needs special parking.
No, I'm not going to go...
No, but you had to think about that, didn't you?
I'm not going to go there.
Does she get her own parking at Fox? Does she get to park in the handicap slot?
Don't be ridiculous, Phil, please.
Well, that's the way it sounds to me when you say that this woman, Greta Van Susteren, got hired because, hey, let's give her a break. She's so homely that...
I never use the word homely.
Well, it sounds like that to me, that we ought to give her a break. 1-800-449-8686. Rose, on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead. Rosemarie, rather. Rosemarie?
Hi?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Hi. How are you today?
What was that? You got a...
I'm calling about the comment that this lady is making
you got
on
a party
your
line.
Program.
Rosemarie, you got a party line going there. Hello?
Hello?
Is a phone jacked up? Hold on, Rosemarie. Our phones are jacked up today. All right, hold the line. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
So what, are we going to hear this song again? I
just wanted to play it one more time.
All right, this is the Mary Tyler... So this is Greta Van Susteren, right?
I just think what she's done is remarkable, Phil.
I don't hear it, Margaret. What you're saying is what she's done is remarkable. She's an ugly woman that got a job on network television.
I never used the word ugly.
You said she's a woman who's hard on the eyes who got a job at network television.
Yes, she's working there and I'm not. And the reason why she has that job and I don't is because I decided, along with a lot of other women who are better to look at, that the Gretas of the world do deserve a break.
You did?
Women such as myself who are good-looking, who are easy on the eyes, who could do a job on television, why not let the Greta Van Susteren? I think it's remarkable.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You know, I'm going to find out exactly what it is you think here, Margaret.
Phil, I'm being as clear as I can.
No, I don't know what it is you're saying, but it doesn't sound complimentary to me, to Greta Van Susteren. Rosemary, go ahead.
Talk to her and tell her hey.
Rosemary?
Yes.
You there? You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, ma'am.
The reason I was calling this evening was because I disagree completely with this woman. I don't feel that Greta was chosen because of any kind of looks whatsoever. People nowadays get employed because of their qualifications. And the woman
is definitely qualified
to do her job, and that's why she got the job.
Well, Maria, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm saying that despite the fact that she is difficult to look at, you see what I'm saying? She got the job.
I know, but
difficult
it seems
to look
like
at.
When you were speaking about this, that looks had something to do with it. And you want to know something? I don't care. In today's world, people get chosen because of their qualifications.
Well, Greta,
and I think qualifications is the key word.
Well, look,
I don't think
Greta
has anything to do with it. It's your qualifications.
If this woman
wasn't qualified to do the job she's going to do on Fox, which is a high-rated program, they would have never chosen her.
Well, what I'm saying is that's a testament to her qualifications because she is so unusual-looking. So she must
be
really...
She's not the prettiest lady around, but, you know,
she's got
something to talk about, and she does it the way she does.
I know. It's fantastic because she must be very qualified, Phil, to get a job on Fox because her face is so, you know, it's pretty tough to look at. And
you know, I mean, you keep talking about how tough Greta Van Susteren is to look at.
It is unusual for a woman who looks that frightening to get a network television job.
Oh,
and it so happens that I have some experience in this, Rosemary, because I was on television, because I did do a weekly television program.
Right.
Well, you were an actress.
I'll tell you one thing.
All right.
Years ago,
you were an actress on a Western or something, okay?
Because of their looks, but in today's world, I think qualifications is what's going to get it. And there's a lot of women out there going to universities and becoming real top-line professionals.
Well, I think it's amazing that Greta got... I really think it's amazing.
Why is it amazing? What this lady's saying is she's got the qualifications.
Yes, but she's really, really weird-looking. And
oh, come on.
Okay,
she's trying to say
that the woman is ugly and she got the job. That's the way it sounds
well,
to me.
Well, why is that? How can that be?
Well, hey, like I said, if the woman
what
got
do you
the qualifications and she's got the backup, then she deserves it. What the hell?
Rosemary, what do you do for a living?
I'm an executive. I do
executive
in Miami,
means.
And I do catering, and we do parties, and that's what I do for a living. And
well,
I mean, you know, come on, let's face it.
All right, so no one has to look at you, in other words, to get your service. They can do it over the phone.
Well, let's just say one thing.
What do you mean no one has to look at her?
With it, looks always helps. Okay, it always helps.
All right,
but in journalism,
in your business,
I don't think
helping
looks has
hurting.
Anything to do with it. I think the facts and what people
it's
have to
television.
Talk about on their show has everything to do with it.
I mean, you're talking about...
And this woman has the qualifications or she would have never got the job.
Greta Van Susteren is a highly qualified woman. She must be because... I mean, when you look at her, did she play football? You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, Rosemary, for your call. So, I'm having a hard time. Do you support this woman?
Who?
Greta Van Susteren.
What do you think I've been talking about?
All right, so you support her?
Yes.
Well, you keep saying, man, she must be really qualified because that face...
Absolutely, yes.
But you won't call her ugly.
No, I will never use that word.
When you say hard on the eyes, did she play football?
Why are you yelling at me, Phil? I support her.
You support her, and yet there's a... I don't know. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm saying her achievement is remarkable, given she's got a face like that.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Jean on the Phil Hendry Show. Jean?
Yes. I just think that this is so ridiculous. They're playing more up about Bredeman Susteren's looks. Her ability is outstanding. We travel. Every place we go, we listen to Bredeman Susteren. Her looks never, came into play.
How do you pronounce her name? What is it?
My name is Jean.
No, Greta Van Susteren or Susteren?
I thought it was Greta Van Susteren.
Yes.
Isn't that what it is?
That's what I said. Yes.
Greta Van Susteren.
Yes.
Susteren.
Right.
Well, which is it? You said right on both of them.
Well, I'm saying that it's Greta Van Susteren. Jean
agrees. That's what I'm saying.
And Jean
Greta
agrees
Van
with me.
Susteren.
I thought it was Susteren.
Well, that's either neither
what
here nor
difference
there.
Does
we
it
know
make?
Who we're talking about.
Well, if we
what
know
is
who
the
we're
semantics?
Well, I want to make sure you do know. Are you talking about the same woman?
Well, I absolutely do.
Are you talking about the same woman I'm talking
yes,
about?
Yes, I'm talking about the same woman as you're talking
about. All right, the
about.
One that looks like she played rugby.
And why is it
the
so important to make all of this hoopla about her appearance?
Well, Jean, you said something that was very key. You said that you, when you travel around, listen to her. You didn't say that you watched her.
I watched her.
And that's
her
very,
on TV.
Very key. Because
yes,
that
I
says to
her.
Me that you find her difficult to look at.
No. And I watched her and I listened to her on television. We had been in Egypt, in Israel, in Turkey. I watched her on the ship, yes, on TV.
Do you listen or watch? Which do you do
I
more, listen
her.
Or watch? You watch more than you listen?
Watch, yes.
Do you think she played hockey or boxing or what? What do you think?
What are, all
what
right.
does that have to do you with know, anything?
I'm just curious. I think she's an accomplished woman.
That's what she is.
I wondered
she's
if
a
she
wonderful
played,
journalist.
I wondered if she played field hockey or something.
Well, why? What are you asking me if
she
played field hockey?
Because she has a very... I've never seen anything like her on television. Have you?
Look it.
I don't know.
You're talking about Greta Van Susteren.
See, I don't know whether it's the same woman we're talking about, Susteren or Susteren.
Greta Van Susteren.
Yeah, and I think it's unusual for a TV network to hire a woman that looks as if she took a beating from Joe Frazier.
And I don't think she looks like that at all.
Oh, please.
I think that's please.
Oh, please.
What does that have to do with her ability as a newswoman?
Why doesn't she wear makeup? Why does she pull the hair back?
Why does she have to? Why does she have to do that? She's not on TV to win a glamour award. If she wanted that, she would go on the Miss America pageant.
No, but on television...
She's there to report the news. That's all I care about. When I trust her judgment...
You want people to be watching, Jean, and if you put a woman on TV who looks as if she went about a round and a half in Zaire with Joe Frazier... You're going to get more people
there.
Turning the
TV. I don't care.
Round and a half with Joe
like.
Frazier. She doesn't look anywhere near as bad as you say. If you want to call her, you know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
What?
I'll tell you what you're saying. You're saying she looks too masculine.
All right, I do.
Aha! Uh-huh. So
but
you're saying
who is the judge? That's what I want to know.
I'm
who
saying,
judges?
Jean, I think she looks like a lesbian.
So what if she is?
Doesn't make any difference.
I don't think that
doesn't make any difference because
saying,
all I care
why are you whispering?
About is
I don't
what
want to...
she reports.
Jean, I think that Greta Van Susteren would do us all a world of good if she would just come out and admit that she's a lesbian.
A what?
A lesbian.
Why are you whispering it?
Oh, you are just
because
disgusting.
I want. I think I'm a little bit more genteel.
I can't believe they even have you on the on the radio.
She looks
you're
a
really,
little hot.
You're ridiculous.
You're a lesbian. It's possible she's a man.
Oh, baloney. 1-800-449-8686. Greta Van Susteren has inspired a debate because she is a woman who eschews the glamorous look of many of her contemporaries and goes on the air as a straight journalist. Now, she was a lawyer, and before the...
And you say straight from what knowledge?
I don't mean sexually straight. I mean a woman who is just straight ahead.
All right. I wish you'd clarify that.
But the point is, you seem to think that she's either a lesbian or she may be a man or she's got a face that looks like she took a beating from Joe Frazier. How about her journalistic integrity? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry.
Joe Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Got Margaret Gray with us, a nationally syndicated newspaper columnist. We're talking about Greta Van Susteren from CNN making the jump to Fox News. Greta is not your classic bathing beauty, I guess.
Phil, I'm saying that Fox News Channel is a very hip and very with-it station. It's very happening. And I just don't want the young girls who watch Greta to think that by looking on the homely side, they can get ahead in this world, because they can't. I think it is...
Well, Greta Van Susteren certainly did. If according to you, Greta Van Susteren looks like she went three rounds with Joe Frazier and she still got ahead, then obviously...
I think they're few and far between. I think Greta is a very special case. Yes, she's very accomplished. But just because you have a face that looks as if you went three rounds with Joe Frazier or played rugby or anything else, and I think Greta is a wonderful girl, even though...
Yeah, she looks like she played rugby.
I didn't say rugby. I said field hockey.
Well, okay.
Even though she did, she has obviously the qualifications.
1-800-449... Why did you say field hockey?
I think you know why.
Yeah, I think I know why you said that, because field hockey is favored by, shall we say, women who are non-straight.
That is exactly correct.
Yeah.
Very big sport among lesbians.
Great. Let me go over here to Gladys. Gladys, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Good. I just wanted to say to the woman speaking, I don't want to insult her or anything, but usually women, when they criticize other women, are jealous.
I'm not criticizing her.
Well, you're saying that, you know, you're saying awful things about Joe Frazier and field hockey and, you know, being, I don't know what. I mean, she is an incredible journalist, and...
I'm just saying she's unusual looking, that's all. What's wrong with that?
Well, I just wonder...
Field hockey, Joe Frazier, and three rounds with George Foreman and Zaire is different from saying unusual looking.
You haven't said nice things about
her. Oh, my God. I said that I encouraged and was glad to see her moving up through the journalistic ranks.
And giving the side shots about how she looked like she went a round and a half with Foreman and Zaire.
Well, why is that significant?
And that she was hard on the eyes, you said.
Because Foreman, the only last time Foreman went a round and a half in Zaire was he took Joe Frazier and lifted him off the canvas about 5 feet.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, well, there I go.
How can I be jealous? I helped that retarded girl get a gig on Saddleman. I helped that...
Yeah, and that's another thing. Some retarded girl who was working in continuity and craft services, you talked the director into using her in a rape scene.
She played the deaf mute.
Yeah, the deaf mute that cleaned up the saloon. Here is Marcy on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to say, I think that this woman...
All I'm saying
horrible.
Is that I had a lot of experience in television, Phil. I know how people look
Wait
at people...
Wait a second, though. Let me speak a second. I think you are a horrible role model. If people are out there listening to you, you're saying, oh, I don't want homely girls to think that they can get ahead if they're homely.
Well, I'm
That's
saying...
terrible.
Oh, so in other words, we shouldn't pay any attention at all to our looks.
Girls, it doesn't matter if somebody's homely or beautiful or what. So what, beautiful girls are the only girls who get ahead? And
Then why do you get your hair done? Why do you wear makeup? Why do you concentrate on your clothing?
You know what?
Ah,
she
can't
was
answer that,
a lot
can't...
more unattractive when she was doing the OJ trial than she is now. Now she has a nicer hairdo. She has a better makeup job.
I don't agree.
She looks
I think
better.
She's moved the hair off of her face. I think it makes her face look a lot more severe. I wish they'd teach her to do something with that mouth, which seems to tilt in one direction when she talks.
But you know what?
Katie Couric does the same thing.
Who? Maybe that's just the way she is. And I'm not saying that I watch the news, but I don't, you know, care for one journalist over the other.
And she wears the double-breasted jackets with the high collars, and you know what that means.
But obviously it's worked for her. And for you to insinuate that she's a lesbian... I was not supposed to say, I'm not calling you names, but you have a very masculine-sounding voice
I
yourself.
Do.
I don't think you sound very attractive over the phone.
Right,
I might be scared to see you in person.
Well, you want to know something? I may not sound attractive, but I have a husband and a son who loves me very much.
I do, too.
And I happen to have had a cigarette habit, which did take a great deal of damage on my throat.
Well...
So what are you saying?
The lady's saying is the same thing. Are we supposed to say that you have an ugly face?
I'm not saying that Greta sounds bad. I'm saying she looks trucked.
I understand that, but she's
trucked.
Doing a good job as a journalist. So if she isn't particularly attractive to you, so what? Don't watch her then. I don't think that you sound the girl. greatest.
So she gets to go on television.
Listen to you because you don't have the most pleasant voice.
So she gets to go on television and put the hurting on my vision.
Don't watch her. Don't watch her if you don't like the way
she looks.
There you
go. Don't watch her. And
oh, that's what everybody always says when you say you don't like somebody.
Wait,
don't watch.
Wait. So what am I supposed to say? I'm supposed to sit and let you cut her down because of the way she looks, even though she's doing a good job.
I'm saying
don't watch her.
Marcy, if she's such a courageous journalist, why wouldn't she come out and say she's a lesbian?
You don't know that she's a lesbian. You keep saying that, and you keep whispering it.
Everybody, look at her, Phil. The butch blazer, the high-collar dress shirt.
Can I ask a question?
The lack of makeup.
Let me ask a question. I could be wrong,
she
but during...
butch.
Would you listen?
Would you listen to the lady?
During the O.J. Simpson trial, was she not married? I
during
thought that she had been married.
Married to a girl or a guy?
Married to a man.
Yeah.
I thought that she'd been married.
She might have been married to someone that played the male role.
For some reason, during the O.J. trial, I seem to recall hearing something about
her. She might have very well
husband.
Been married to a woman that was playing the masculine part.
Hey, you know, lots of women are not the most attractive and kind of, you know, look
you know
manly
what?
And stuff, but are still married and have wonderful lives and families and children.
Have you ever heard the term beard?
Have I had what?
Have you ever heard the term beard?
Yes.
All right, that means a gay woman trying to get ahead in the straight world takes on some gay man. They pretend like they're married. He goes off and plays with his boyfriends. She goes off and plays softball with her girlfriends. Or
okay,
they play
field hockey. I have another point.
This is amazing. You came on this program to support Greta Van Susteren, and now you're whispering into the phone she's a lesbian. She's wearing the butch blazer with the high dress shirts and the hair off the face and the no makeup, and she's off playing field hockey and softball on the weekends.
And I do seem to recall you saying rugby, even though you say you didn't. I recall rugby in there. But my other point is, if she had come out that she was a lesbian after the O.J. Simpson trial, do you think that she would have gotten... I'm not saying she is, but do you think she would have gotten ahead? Do you think,
do
that
I
she,
think
would
she would
be
have gotten
where
ahead?
She was if she would admitted she was a lesbian? Whether or not that has anything to do with her journalistic ability, if she came out and said she was a lesbian, I can guarantee you she would not have the job she has now. Because
So you say that people do look down on things.
Heck, yes, they do.
Well, that proves my point.
Which is what? What is your point?
I think she's a lesbian.
So that's
and
the
they
point?
Why are you whispering that?
I would rather that the children listening not hear it.
All they got to do is...
Because you think lesbian is a horrible thing?
I don't think that a woman who's a lesbian should be on television.
What?
You don't what?
I said I don't think a woman who's a lesbian should be on the TV.
Should be on the what?
On the TV.
Will you just say it? Because the
so
people can turn the radio up.
And,
I don't think that a woman who admits she's a...
Oh, get out of here. Look, Marcy, thanks for your call. Got to take one more call, and then we got to...
You know, I hate it when you dismiss me as if... In other words, I'm a woman, and I can't have an opinion.
Oh, I don't even know where you stand on this Greta Van Susteren thing. I thought you supported her. Sylvia, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to speak to a lady who knows it all and got all the answers.
That would be me.
That would be you?
Yes, dear.
Well, I'm retired, living in Florida, and I
really?
Work in the school system in New York City.
You work for the who, darling?
For New York City Board of Education.
What did you do?
I was a principal secretary. When there was no teacher, I took classes.
All right, that's very interesting. Now, you know a lot of the females
what does
in
difference
the 40s...
Does it make to you? What difference does it make to you what I did?
Well,
I mean, I'm telling you, but why do you care?
A lot of the women in the 40s in the school systems, some of them were lesbian.
Excuse me, I don't hear you.
I said a lot of the women that worked in the New York City school system in the 40s, a lot of them were lesbians.
Well, what?
Will you say it out loud?
Lesbian.
And how do you know that?
Well, I want to tell you something.
Everybody read Mary McCarthy's book,
I want to tell
the
you
Children's
something.
Hour. Of course we know this.
Why don't you keep quiet and listen for a minute?
Do you think that Greta Van Susteren is lesbian?
Will you please listen for a minute?
All right.
I worked the Board of Education in New York for 10 years.
Now, you didn't say that.
There were no lesbians. The only lesbian that was around could be you. Like, I don't give a damn what you are. But you are a moron. Your brain doesn't work. You're a stupid ass.
How do you know there were lesbians not around?
When you talk, you are a stupid ass. You don't belong on radio.
Do you even know who Greta Van Susteren is?
You are too ignorant to be on on radio.
Well, I'm the first person to have the courage to say that the New York City Board of Education in the 40s was rife with lesbians.
Oh, you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, how do you know?
How do you know that they were?
I'm a stupid ass.
Yes, you are stupid. You don't. You should be out of your job.
So, in other words, you think
moron.
That woman should be on television playing field hockey in front of all the children you educated? Yes or no?
I was not a teacher, you moron. Although I could have been a teacher.
So what do you know about it then? So you think that Greta Van Susteren should be on television playing weekend softball games with all of her lesbian
I'm
entertainment friends?
I'm talking about you, not
Me?
About her.
I don't happen
you
to be a lesbian.
You are a moron.
I'm a moron.
You're an uneducated moron.
That's what they tell people.
Go back to school and learn how to behave like a human being.
Which school?
You're a piece of crap.
Can you tell me which school?
No, it's none of your damn business.
Which school specifically did you teach at?
Will you shut up and let the...
I don't care to tell you. It's none of your damn business. I taught in Brooklyn.
Are you sure you're not a lesbian?
Am I sure I'm not a lesbian? I tell you what.
I didn't say lesbian. I said a lesbian.
I heard what you said, you stupid ass. You're a stupid ass. If Phil has a brain, he'll get rid of you.
You know,
because
this whole...
I can't listen to the program.
Oh, please,
listening
Phil.
To you.
This entire ridiculous line
and get
of...
get the hell off the television.
Well, I dare say...
Just the whole thing...
I'm not on television. I'm not
on
television.
Put him on.
I'm not on television anymore. Greta Van Susteren took my job on television.
Put him on, stupid ass.
Put who on?
Phil.
I refuse to.
Why?
Because I won't let him come on.
Well, who the hell are you? Do you own it?
I'm the guest. Phil
Are
left.
Are you paying for this program?
Phil was so disgusted with me, he left.
Good.
So now it's just you and I.
He should leave because you don't deserve to be there. And I'm going to work on it to get you the hell off the radio.
Did you ever see me
You're
on satellite?
You're a stupid moron.
I was on NBC
You're
television.
You're stupid.
And
stupid.
I was on the TV series Saddleman.
You are stupid.
Sylvia, you'll never
you
get me out of here.
You are a stupid ass.
Well, you're jealous because
stupid.
I was on TV.
I have to be jealous of you.
I was on television.
Go. Really? You were on television?
Yes, I was
how
on the Saddleman.
Like you know how many times I've been on television?
Oh, you've never been on TV in your life.
I sure have. Years ago when I lived in Brooklyn, you moron.
What show?
Not a show. It was a talk show that you had no answers. It was a game show.
Oh, I know the show you're on. Cops.
I don't care what the hell show it is. It doesn't matter now. What matters now is your stupid mouth. You are an ignoramus.
I know what show you're on.
You should get the hell off the radio. Coach, I want to talk to Phil. Get the hell off.
I will not allow him back on. I'm not allowing Phil back on.
I want to talk to him.
I'm not allowing him back on until you tell me something. Were you or were you not on the Little Rascals?
No.
You're sure?
Positive.
All right, I'll let Phil come back on. Phil?
What? How dare you have them keep me out of this studio?
I told Craig to lock the door.
Yes, Sylvia.
I appreciate that you came back to talk to me.
They locked me out of the studio.
You know, I'll tell you something. She's a detriment to the show, and I love to listen to you.
Well, you're very kind.
She is not. She's a very unintelligent person.
Yeah, she's talking about Greta Van Susteren playing field hockey.
She doesn't know a damn thing. She can't even speak properly.
I hope you can go to the devil, Sylvia. Goodbye.
Go, drop dead. Don't tell me where to go, you stupid asshole.
Well, I've just hung up on you.
Go, drop dead, I said.
I've hung up on
Phil,
you. You can't talk to me
I don't
anymore.
Want to talk to you. Put Phil on.
I'm right here, Sylvia.
Look,
yes.
I want to tell you something. Try to get rid of her because she's a
I've
detriment.
Hung up on you and I don't want to hear from you anymore.
Is she paying for this program?
No, ma'am, she's not. She's a caller. Is she hanging up or what is she doing?
I don't know. I'm not even listening. She probably says she's hanging up on me.
I hung up on you.
Is she paying for this program?
No, ma'am. She's a guest. She was on to talk. She's a journalist on to talk about Greta
she's
Van Susteren.
She's a journalist.
Yeah, she's a writer.
She's got to go back and learn a little journalism. She's got a lot to learn about human beings and human behavior.
I'm not listening to you.
Oh, shut your mouth. I'm not talking to you. Stupid ass.
I've hung up on you.
Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
She keeps hanging up on me. Is she in charge or not?
No, I'm here, and I don't know.
Well,
could we have the lady put on?
That's what's really getting me.
Right.
I love to listen to you.
Well, you're very kind.
She's been on.
Yeah.
I haven't had an interest because she rubs me the wrong way.
You know, I bet you know who Alice B. Toklas is.
You know, she's got an opinion on everything because this is a know-it-all.
Everything. Well, we've all seen them.
Totally uneducated and have no manners, no nothing.
And you knew Gertrude Stein, didn't you? You knew Gertrude Stein.
Shut your mouth. I'm not talking to you. Get the hell off the phone.
Can I have that? Put Margaret on hold, please. Have her put on hold. Go ahead, Sylvia. She's on hold now.
Yeah, because she's a detriment. I love to listen to you.
Well, you're very kind.
Thank
you.
I can't listen to her. I mean, a person who thinks she knows it all and she knows nothing about human
behavior. What was that?
I just fought my way off of hold.
You
fought? She doesn't get the hell off the... You know, if I were there, if I knew where she was, I'd go over and knock her brains out.
Sylvia, well, you're not going to knock my brains out. I fought my way off of hold.
Get the hell off the phone. I love talking to you. You're a stupid, ignorant bastard. Get off.
Weren't you the only lesbian on the Little Rascals?
All right, hang up on her.
Oh, God.
All right.
You know, I get a kick out of that.
Thank you very much. Well, that's cool. She got a kick out of being a lesbian on the Little Rascals. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
The voice of Margaret Gray was performed by me. The callers that called in believed Margaret to be a real person. And just so you know, that was something that I borrowed from, well, I don't want to say, you know, I don't want to mention which member of my family, but my mom used to say things. Anyway, she used to whisper stuff. As if that would make it would take the blow off, or it would somehow soften it, or something. She'd say things to me like, "Well, you know that your Aunt Gladdy, yeah, Mom, she used to date a Jewish boy," and she'd whisper it. I'd be sitting, Mom, I can still hear it. Why are you whispering it? Well, I just didn't want to hit the nail. You know, I don't want to hit it too hard. You know, but your Aunt Gladdy, you know, and there's a rumor that your father's father, your grandfather, who you never met because he ran off before your father was born, there was a rumor that he was a Jewish businessman. But that was just the rumor. All right, the Phil Hendry Show is going to be going to Las Vegas for its first ever Phil Hendry Show listener party. And we, of course, cordially invite you. Now, when I say that we invite you, it's going to cost you $379 plus tax based on double occupancy. But listen to this. $379. Listen to what you get for your $379 on February 22nd through the 24th at the Las Vegas Hilton. First of all, we'll be broadcasting live from 7 to 10 from the Hilton. We'll have free hors d'oeuvres and soft drinks and a cash bar set up in case you want to put a few back. You watch the show. Saturday evening, we'll have a fantastic sit-down three-course dinner that includes free soft drinks, dance to a fabulous blues band, and a cash bar. But along with all of that, you get a surprise gift pack. Courtesy of KFI Radio in Los Angeles with this package. You'll also receive 3 days and two nights for two people gambling match and play. That's where you bet $10 and you get $10. Plus, you get 2-for-1 show tickets to see Sheena Easton, 2 free tickets to the Star Trek experience right there at the Hilton, a Park Place Entertainment coupon book valued at over $1,000, 2-for-1 entry to the Las Vegas Hilton's luxurious spa, and separate VIP check-in. Now, that right there is worth it if you've ever tried to check into a hotel in Las Vegas. Separate VIP check-in. In other words, they say, who are you? Well, I'm with the Phil Hendry Show. Oh, well, excuse me, Mr. Brown. Come this way. See? You'll also get just a lot of wonderful things. 2-for-1 entry to the Las Vegas Hilton Spa and separate VIP. Oh, yeah, I mentioned that. All for $379. Here's the number. 1-888-445-8844. Call now.